Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Christmas is a time to say I love you. Share the joys and laughter and the tears. Christmas is a time to say I love you. And I feel that it lasts all through the year. On the corner, carolers are singing. There's a touch of magic in the air. From one eye to mine eye, no one could be finer. Time to hide, but no one seems to care.
I love it when, Billy Squire, right?
Yes.
Billy Squire runs laps around Paul McCartney and his stupid Christmas song.
It's so much better.
The choir of angels.
Nope.
This rock. Just don't watch this one video. Good God. There's no video to this, Hardy, right? Hopefully not.
No, but there's,
rock
a,
me today.
There's a video of this as a sing-along at MTV. Like, with their entire staff right after MTV launched. Like, I think it was their first Christmas on the air. And they invited Billy Squire in to sing this. And, like, everybody who worked in the building went and stood behind him in the studio and sang the song with him. I think that's a video you'll find.
They were still figuring things out.
They were.
In the early days.
The people who were there say it's, like, you know, one of the defining moments of early MTV. Billy Squire singing a Christmas song with the entire staff. It was 1981. It was a different world then, Hardy.
Yeah.
Different world, man. Okay, Hardy got a great gift from Jim for Christmas, as we all did.
Everybody got great gifts.
As we all did.
But this one, this is next level.
This is sports related.
I didn't know what was going on because it's a very light package. And when I opened it up, I thought
it was the packaging itself.
I thought it was all this packaging, all these like little streamery things in here, right?
You get that package for a dollar at the dollar store.
And then it's not the package, but the tin is very nice.
Tin.
A nice tin.
Tin. Yeah. And inside is this a palm or is this a singular pom-pom? You just call this a palm.
No, I think that's a pom-pom.
This is a pom-pom. And
you're supposed to hold it in your palm. That's why it's a pom-pom.
No, it's P-O-M. But you can tell it's very old, and on it, it says it's got a Lions helmet and the Elias Brothers Big Boy logo on there. That's what we had in Detroit. They were Elias Brothers Big Boy.
Greg Bedard.
First playoff game ever in the Silver Dome. These are what they handed out to the crowd, or maybe even sold, probably handed out, though, to the crowd that was there in 1991, which ended up being the only Lions playoff win in my lifetime. Oh, Tom Brady, they're not going to make it back to the Super Bowl. Oh, I've only seen him win six. If only they had gotten another receiver, you could have gone out on seven.
You don't want to play wild card weekend. You want to play divisional round.
Not one Super Bowl, not one NFC championship.
Right.
One playoff win in my lifetime. And Jim found... somewhere, where'd you find this, Jim? Online, a pom-pom from that game, and that was my Christmas gift. And you know where it's going, Beetle? It's going in my office at home, right on the shelf, next to the Red Wings pom-pom from the 97 Stanley Cup Game 4.
Wow.
They swept the Flyers, because I was at that game and took and kept a pom-pom. I keep very little. I kept that. It's going right next to it. Did you know I had the other pom-pom, Jim?
I had no idea. No.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So I saw that and I was doing research. I'm like, I hope that's the game. The one that they celebrated, the 25th anniversary of their win. The playoff win.
They had their 25th anniversary celebration.
I hope that's the first playoff game.
Back in the 2016 season of that win.
You know who they beat that day, of course? The Dallas Cowboys.
That's even better.
38-6, right? That the final score?
Back when the Lions were allowed to win, and specifically allowed to win a playoff game against the Cowboys.
You know what? Why don't we bring in Mabel to rub it in her face? Hi, Mabel.
happy holidays, guys. How are you?
Hey, Mabel. Thank you, Jim.
Good. I just wanted to call and wish you guys a happy holidays and thank you very much for putting me on the air. And go Cowboys. We'll see what happens on Sunday. But I hope you guys all have a really blessed and happy and safe holiday and a happy new year.
You too, Mabel.
Hashtag blessed.
Very nice.
All right. Go Cowboys. Take care, guys.
I hope your quarterback plays.
He's going to play. He's just not taking any snaps in practice this week.
Right. Sort of like Tom Brady, taking very limited snaps in practice. Am I allowed to say that?
Bill Belichick's allowed to say that.
Am I allowed to say that?
You're not allowed to compare Tom Brady to Dak Prescott the day before a game. No. That's not a lot.
I wasn't comparing the two. Not their skill level or ability. I was just saying that injury-wise...
A comparison was drawn.
Dak is not practicing. Brady is sort of practicing.
You used a simile with regard to Dak Prescott and Tom Brady. That's not allowed.
You know that entire Lions game is on YouTube?
Ugh. The whole game?
The whole game. Yeah. Official NFL account.
Who's quarterback? YouTube.
Get the whole video up there.
Danza? Eric Kramer? No,
Kramer, you're right. Yes.
Yeah.
You should go home, put that on, Hardy, and wave the pom-pom and really enjoy yourself on this Friday night. Really go nuts.
Kids, come here.
Kids.
That's a winning
circle race. Around the TV. Dad's got a big video to put on. Here. Let's all wave the pom-pom. We'll take turns. Let's go to Brett, who's in Sturbridge. Brett. Okay. Try Charlie in New Hampshire instead. Hi, Charlie. Okay. Tim in Middleton. Timmer? I'm sorry?
Yeah. Timmer? No, I have a real take. I had a question on Sonny Michelle. I don't know if Zolak can answer this, but it seems like when he's about to get tackled, he stops moving his legs. He goes down so easy. And you notice Burkhead gets the same blocking, and he gets an extra 2 or 3 yards every time. Is it just that fact that Michelle doesn't know how to, run?
No, it's a different running style. You're right, though. I mean, there's no push-through contact. Like, he'll lower his shoulder once he gets in the run. 4 yards upfield, then he'll lower it, take on a safety, but there's none of that at the line of scrimmage.
No, especially at the line. You'll see him do something approaching breaking a tackle once he's through the line and someone tries to get an arm on him. But at the line, no, it's not his game.
We'll try Charlie again. Charlie.
Charlie, yes.
Chuck.
Hey.
Glad to be with you guys. First of all, happy holidays. Longtime Bills fan here.
Nice.
Yes. And I had a chance. Just had a chance to write a few things down. A long-time listener, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
And first of all, about Tom Brady. I'll admit he's the greatest of all time. Belichick, perhaps the greatest coach. I just got a couple of things here, and then you can perhaps ask me a question.
How many things you have? Whoa. We do the interview.
A couple of interviews. Okay.
How many things have you jotted down? How many points do you have?
Oh, well, I that's a good question. First of all, I guess the one that I could go.
How about pick, Charlie, pick two. 2 points.
Okay. Well, when was the last time the Patriots were shut out at home under Bill Belichick? Only once.
Okay. 31-0, 2003.
Buffalo. No, it was the Jacoby Brissett game.
No, oh, you're right. Out.
They were shut.
Correct, because Tommy Brady was not in the game, right?
Yeah, they just got shut out.
Yes,
yeah, I think they did. Yeah,
they got their ass beat.
Okay. Oh, now you're bringing it.
Yeah, they did. Okay. They did. Now, the thing was that what did we hear after the game? Was that Tom Brady wasn't in the game.
Fact.
What's going to happen, guys? First of all, when Tom Brady inevitably is not playing the game for the Patriots. And the second thing I wanted to say, perhaps on a different note, you guys are talking about the wine and cheese crowd that is at the stadium, et cetera.
I like some wine and cheese right now.
Too long.
Oh.
Tomatoes.
Thank you for the call, Charlie.
How are let me finish that for him. How's that going to factor in to the Patriots' loss tomorrow? The wine and cheese crowd. Okay, that's what he was probably getting at.
He's right. 16-0 was that game. The shutout against Buffalo was out there, and then the return was here.
But to automatically assume that once Tom Brady leaves, you'll be stuck with a third string quarterback like you were in that one game because Garoppolo got hurt in the game before. I think the Patriots will probably have a little more ramp-up time to get somebody ready, and it won't be week after week of shutouts, both on the road and at home, because you've got a third stringer in. No, presumably, they'll have more of a plan in place, whether it's Stidham or somebody else.
I got a question for Zoe about this, about Stidham right now. I want to ask Zoe a question about that. We'll get to more of your calls. Charlie, thank you for yours.
I wanted to ask Charlie a question, too.
We've got Read and React coming up at 11:36.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Seven 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 nine 0985. Phones are open. We'll get to Read and React coming up at 11:36. Here's a question for you.
What's up?
Do you think Jimmy Garoppolo? Oh my God! I was just Jimmy.
Yes.
Jared Stidham. Do you think Stidham has a heightened awareness or level of readiness right now, and probably has, given that he fully knows what Brady's probably dealing with more so than any of us do? He's there with him every day. Knowing that there's more of a chance he could play in the next couple of weeks.
Yes, absolutely.
Like it's that's not supposed to be the answer, right? Like you're supposed to always be ready, right?
Right.
Any one hit a guy out. But it's just human nature. When you know a guy's dealing with an injury in front of you, you must have been even more ready, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah. Because Kessler's not a threat. Kessler's here to run the scout team.
Of course.
Yeah. Kessler's not here to back up. You got two guys, Brady and Stidham. That's it.
But there had to have been weeks for you where you knew Drew was dealing with something. And you're
I
might be in there this weekend.
I better with the damn pin in the finger.
Right.
And then that sucker didn't get knocked out till a couple games after that.
Man, Drew never gets credit for the level of toughness that guy had. Oh, my God. There's no way you were thinking like, oh, he's going to play through this. You must have been ready to go.
I was not scared bleepless, but when Miami picked me up, and that's when Marino's nerve fell apart in his neck, so he was going to be out for a while. All of a sudden, Damon got elevated to be the backup. They brought me in to be the backup to Damon. I'm like, Jesus, this is like a matter of 1 week. Got to be ready to go.
Oh, like time to prepare,
be ready,
to know the offense.
Damon gets knocked around. He gets knocked out. Like, he breaks his nose.
He wasn't a big guy.
No.
He was sort of thin, yeah. Wasn't he?
Mm, it was stockier. Yeah.
Was he?
A little shorter. 6'2", 6'3".
The Bledsoe games with the finger, that was Buffalo and Miami back-to-back, wasn't it?
Yep.
With the finger hurt. Yes. I remember that Buffalo game being amazing.
Yeah,
was that a night game, maybe?
It was. That was the one they won with Coates touchdown with no time left.
Oh, that was the same game?
Yeah, because they had the pass interference on Glenn. And Sean Jefferson was already out of bounds. That was against Buffalo.
Yeah.
That was against Buffalo. Yes. And Buffalo was losing their mind because Jefferson was probably out of bounds, but Not replay. No replay for you. Sorry. Whoops.
Back then, they're like the Bills are now, though. It's like, it's exciting. It's like the first time they're going through this stuff. It's like, you know, that's why the fans are so pumped.
They had Flutie. They had Wade Phillips as their head coach. Eric Molds. Eric Molds was still there, right? Yeah, he was definitely at that time.
Yeah, 80. Yeah. Did he wear 80? Yeah.
All those guys. Good team.
That's draft
right.
Class.
Ty said, I'll take
Terry Glenn, Keyshawn Johnson, Eric Molds, right? Marvin Harrison, all first rounders.
Yeah.
Yeah, Molds could play. He's big. Big.
Big arms.
6'1". Yeah, that's called steroids.
No. That's.
What do you mean, no?
I'm thinking something.
Everybody in the 90s was on. All professional sports was roided out in the 90s.
Gas was great.
It was awesome. Yeah, so
remember David Boston?
Oh, God, yeah.
So I was like, I took a few things, and it was all great.
It was legal.
I don't know what the hell was in there. It was legal.
Sandro.
Nothing illegal. You didn't need to take anything illegal then because they hadn't banned everything yet. That was what was great about it. Everything was still legal. 617-779-0985. Wow, do we have a treat here on the line for you this segment.
What do we got?
Woo! Let's start with Lee in Quincy. Hi, Lee.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for the gift.
Thank you for the gift, Lee.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope you have a lucky 2020.
Where is it here? A rabbit's foot.
Yeah.
Right there. Thank you.
Like legit.
Yeah,
like
it's nice. It's a nice one. We had another.
Sure, that's not at the end of a dog's tail?
Oh, no. Look, dude. There's
that is a rabbit's foot.
There's a claw in there.
I can see the claws.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I scared my 8-year-old was petrified of it.
You can use it for self-defense if necessary.
Stab him with a foot.
Exactly. Multi-purpose rabbit's foot.
Right.
Exactly. So first I want to say that I think my seats would be considered the wine and cheese seats, but it gets pretty loud up in that section. I'm not going to lie. I've had seats that weren't up there before, and it's just as loud. Everyone gets lubed up. They just do it on, like, whiskey on the rocks.
So this is in the red seats, you're saying? You're saying red seats?
Exactly. Yes.
Well, how often do you go sit in the red seats?
I have season tickets.
In the red seats?
Whoa.
Yes.
How have you never told us this before?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Wow, you are the wine. You are the wine and cheese crowd.
Yeah,
Lee, you got to rally those people tomorrow.
They get so loud. It's I'm not kidding. It is loud. It's very loud. I used to be in 125, and it was just as loud. Maybe not on your side.
I don't think so, Lee. I'm having a hard time buying this.
We are under it. We're
on the opposite side of you. I'm behind the Patriots bench. Oh, so all you guys are on the opposite side.
We stare right at your seats all day long.
Exactly.
And there's not enough people in their seats during the game. There's not enough noise coming from those seats. I need you to be an agent of change up there. That's what I need you to be.
I'll be an agent of change for the Miami game. I'm not going tomorrow.
Oh.
I gave my ticket. I gave my ticket to my oldest son. He's home from school.
All right, good.
He's almost 21. He'll get the crowd going. I gave it to him.
Almost 21. That's good. That's fine for the parking lot. That age works for the parking lot.
Close enough for the parking lot.
Close enough.
Close enough for mom to buy you liquor.
Count him in. Almost 21. That just means he's got to do his drinking before the game. That's all.
That's all that means.
Nah, I take the nips in.
Okay. Let's wish Ken and Lowell a very Merry Christmas. Ken?
Hello, gentlemen. Merry Christmas, first of all. I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. You're very entertaining, and you've made my year for me.
Well,
we're happy to do that, Ken.
You make our day every time you call in.
You make my Friday, baby.
Yeah.
You're my Friday caller.
Thank you, Hardy. Thank you. By the way, they investigated that stuff out, all the horses dying out in Santa Anita, and they say that there's no criminal intent.
I know. I got that message sent to me last night. What good news for everyone except horses. You know, if you're one of the 49 that's already been had the bolt gun put in its skull, or you're one of the many countless scores more that are going to die on that track, bad news. But for everyone else, good news.
You really sure
what I'm saying is that there's no criminal intent. That means that it was it's a track. Like what I was elaborating on earlier in the year is that it's those rubber pellets that they're putting down there. So, you know, they're going to have to, National Racing Thoroughbred Association has to come down on these rubber pellet tracks. They got to do away with that crap. But I want to ask you guys about Buffalo and Patriots tomorrow.
All right, sure, ask away.
All right. All right, first, a comment. Like, everybody's spacing out on Brady, like his game is falling or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it doesn't have to be that way when you got the other two picking up the slack. Everybody expects Brady to go out and pass for 400 yards and three touchdowns and no interceptions. It doesn't happen that way in the NFL. When you got something else coming on, I expect Brady to go out there and throw for 300 yards tomorrow.
Who's the other two you're talking about?
The special teams and the defense.
Oh, okay. I thought you were, like, talking about Kessler and Stidham.
Well, no, I wasn't getting that deep into it. I'm just saying, what has changed from the last time we beat him until now? I mean, we beat him in their own backyard, 17-10.
Sure.
It's not going to be a 7-point spread this time. It's going to be.
That is sound logic, Ken. I would agree with you there. What are you doing for the holiday, Ken?
Yeah.
It's health. Health is the difference, Ken. That's the.
Well, right here, my watering hole, Cappy's Copper Kettle, it's for sale right now.
Oh no! Are you thinking about buying it?
It's up for a cool million.
Ken's
and the
Copper
radio
Kettle.
Station already relocated up. The radio station upstairs, they already relocated over
to. What radio station?
What are we looking at there, Ken? Are we looking at a case of gentrification? We're going to tear down the old building, put some new condos
up
or something?
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
This has been his grandfather, and so am I. So whoever they sell it to, you know, I'm coming with the package.
Well, what about the bar? Is the bar selling a liquor license separate?
And so am I.
Great. I mean, I'm grandfathered in here, but...
Tab just carries over from one owner to the next.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was trying to drum up. It's like a cool million, and if you guys can scrounge together $1 million, you know, I can run the joint for you, because I know how it works. I know how to change cake
and everything like this. Oh,
well, would you be a bar hand?
In the trade.
Would you be a general manager or a bar hand, or would you want an executive position?
General manager, because I know the kitchen too. I know how to work the kitchen, you know. And although that's a different license now. You got to go to what's that called? The food commission or something. I don't know what you got. You got to get inspected and everything like that.
NRTA.
I'll sell hot dogs and hamburgers here, and sure, why not?
Yeah. If I will make you this promise, if I hit Mega Millions or Powerball anytime before the sale goes through, I would absolutely do that. I would buy that place. Install Ken as the GM and just let you run it however you want.
All right. We can call it Hottie's Copper Kettle.
No, we're going to call it Ken's Copper Kettle.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep it. Now you got the three Ks going on there. I'm not sure.
Well, does it spell copper with a K?
Well, on the outside it is.
They currently spell
you got
that
going
way?
On up there.
Why is it not with a C?
No. It's Cappy's with a C, copper with a C, and then kettle with a K.
See, I would go capital
K. Well, keep the copper as a C. It'll
is
be
this
KCK.
Some secretive white supremacist bar you go
it's
to?
Not. Well, it'll be KCK. It'll be fine.
KCK. That's what it will be.
Well, what I'm thinking about doing is when it's sold, they had these prospective buyers in here, and they were speaking Spanish, and they're asking, like, where's the nearest Spanish restaurant and stuff like that. Now, I can't come down here. I got nothing against
you.
You
said no to that?
Soccer.
How about this? Ken's Copper Casita.
There we go.
All right.
We can have blackjack or some of the dice or something in the back
Spanish
room.
Spanish 21.
I think.
We can.
All right, Ken.
Hey, listen, boys. Merry Christmas. You guys going to be on the air next week?
No.
We will talk to you in the new year, buddy.
All right, then I'll talk at you then.
Okay.
All right, see you, Ken.
See you, Ken.
Merry Christmas. Can you imagine the prospective buyers coming in there? And this is Ken.
Mega Millions is Fridays, right? This is one of the Mega Millions days.
We'll buy it tonight.
We're going to go buy tickets today and hope for a hit just for that.
100%. 100% I would do that.
Really?
Here's a million.
Yes.
Ken's Copper Kettle.
I want nothing to do with it. I don't want to. Look, I was a bartender. I've worked in restaurants. I know what it's like. That is real work. That is a real job. I want nothing to do with it.
Jimmy the intern shaking his head. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I will be the owner, and that's it. Changing kegs.
Jimmy said he volunteered to bartend there. I said, no. I would not put that.
Oh, I'd hire him. Yep. You'd be working for Ken, too.
Hey,
bar manager.
Dum dum, have you broken a glass in the ice yet? Well, there's like It's not a question of...
That happens all... What are you doing?
There's two types, of bartenders. Bartenders who have broken a glass on the ice and the ones that are going to. Let me tell you something. That's a bad night, especially when they're pushed four deep at the rail and you're in the weeds. That glass breaks in the ice. You know what you got to do, Beetle? Throw out all the ice.
All the ice has got to go.
All the ice got to go.
Read and React is next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This for a Christmas gift. Scotty's kickoff kid giveaway happening right now.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, the prize has a defined ending. It would be the end of the Miami game, and then I don't think the gift can keep giving.
That's a good point.
Right? It's like, it's a gift.
Yeah.
Caller 16 to the Pride Motor Group contest line. We'll have their child age 6 to 16 chosen to be the Scotty's kickoff kid and receive a 4-pack of tickets against Miami on December 29th. 4 on-field passes.
Wow.
A Patriots Pro Shop gift card, an autographed football from Steven Goskowski, and of course a chance to be on the field to pick up the tee after the kickoff.
Nice.
You must be from New England to win. You must have a child between the age of 6 and 16. No travel is provided. Scotty's set all this up all year long. A tremendous prize. Scotty's is the official tissue of the New England Patriots. Caller 16 right now. Call the right number, 617-931-0985. The contest line only. You don't want to be caught on a Christmas edition of Cliff and Rob's.
Sure you don't.
Christmas trivia edition of Cliff and Rob's.
They get like all the diehard trivia.
Late 80s Christmas trivia. That would be tough.
Actually, probably wouldn't.
That'd be all.
What's Karen Carpenter's 80s Christmas Karen Carpenter's best song?
Don't.
Just be in general Christmas trivia. Caller 16 right now will win the prize. Mm. Good luck. We'll talk to you in a moment. Want to play some fake promos in the meantime?
Yes, please.
Yes, roll them out, Jim.
Whoa, Jim.
Let's turn the music off first.
How's that touchscreen going in there, Jim?
Jim's drunk.
Jim's hammered.
Jim, you hammered from those shots?
Yep, obliterated.
I think that's against FCC rules.
No,
back
it's
there.
Not. It's a common misconception.
Jim's not a host.
It's fine.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Stop singing about Josie on a vacation and give us some quality analysis.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I'm the best in the league, and you know it. That's your problem with it. You can't deal with it. You hear these punks every day. There ain't no one can touch what I do on the radio.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Hub. It takes a little something to draw it out of Zoe, but when you do, look out.
Yeah, he went too far there.
Yeah, because he'll just analysis. He'll shoot you straight.
Have you listened to games?
Huh? Yeah, because Zoe will shoot you straight. I'm the best there ever was. Sounded like Charlie Daniels' band. I told right. you once, you son of a bitch. I'm the best there's ever been.
Round and board.
Fire the mountain, run, boy, run.
Better than the sand of the picking sun.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Old Bert Breer chuckle thrown in there for good measure.
Yep.
I think he's wearing cufflinks again today?
Yes.
Without question.
And then why?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
It did it bad for Tom Landry. He got pushed out. Same thing up in Buffalo. You lose four Super Bowls.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You lose Sue four Bowls. Lose Sue four Bowls.
Sue four Bowls. Four Super Bowls. One more.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Are you dying?
I was, Nick. And I said, Jimmy, go get me some. I had some nuts stuck in my throat.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Which intern was it that got me the sink water?
Oh, that's right.
It was Nate, right?
That was Nate.
You slapped it out of his hand.
Is there anything?
What is this?
Is there anything Nate did right when he was here?
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Big Talk with Big Nate.
Yes.
I remember Nate's first day here. Jim, who's always here early, was walking up the stairs and goes, I think our intern's here. He's just sitting in the hallway here. He doesn't know what to do.
What do you want him to do?
You walk in, see Nate just sitting there. What are you going to do? I'm just keep walking.
Nate gave me some of my favorite intern lines from any intern ever. Remember when he was talking about the movies?
Yeah.
That was Nate, right?
Artie.
Yeah, Artie.
See a good one?
Yeah, I got a good movie for you. You
want it? What?
What? Joker.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't heard anything about it.
Nightmare.
You're listening to Big Talk with Big Nate on 91.5 WMLN.
Wait. Ready, Nate? Go.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to Big Talk with Big Nate. I got a lot of movie news to talk to. A lot of movie news to talk about. Let's get to the upsetting news first. One of my least favorite actors in Hollywood, Mark Wahlberg, has been cast as Sully in Tom Holland's Uncharted movie. This is upsetting.
He's got a little Lifshitz in him.
He's
got a little Lifshitz in him.
He certainly is passionate. It comes through.
So what Nate has perfected, quietly, is the Francesa. You know, hey,
he's got that down.
Let me turn the mic on, then I'll take a deep breath before I talk. Yeah.
I wonder what Big Nate's going to make of this Uncut Gems movie, speaking of Francesa. Any chance any of us are going to see that in the theater when it comes out? Comes out either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Beetle has no desire to see it because you still haven't seen the trailer.
Well, no,
you're like
no,
the one guy.
I don't have desire to see it. I haven't even seen the trailer yet, so I would need to watch that.
Right. You got to watch the trailer and see if it interests you in any way.
I'll watch it before the end of the show. Let you know what I think.
Okay. All right. Zoe's not going to see it.
I'm not. Did you see the pass Adam Sandler made in that pickup basketball game?
Yeah, you sent it to us last night.
You sent it to us last night. Jim got all excited because...
Sandler! Exclamation point!
It's a great pass.
He passed a basketball in a pickup game.
No look. Down low. That's a great pass.
The things that get Jim excited.
I know.
What do you do with that?
I don't.
Clothes are a little big, but it's a good pass.
His clothes were big and grown-ups, too, when he was playing in the court outside.
Right.
The guy can play. He's got some game. It's like Michael Scott can skate.
Yeah, you can.
No, he really could, Hardy.
I'm going back and looking at it right now to see if it is, in fact, a no-look, Jim, because I think he is. Yeah, he's absolutely looking. It is a look pass. It's the opposite of a no-look pass. It is a look-at-the-guy pass.
It was a quick pass, which made it impressive. But
it's not a no-look.
Yeah, it was impressive. You just said it. Pass.
Yeah, impressive on the grounds that it's a pickup basketball game, and a guy in a pickup basketball game made a good pass.
Have you noticed that was the...
Jimmy said it was a dime.
Stop doubling down on
you normally, Jim. Normally, let me tell you something, Jim. Stop looking for validation in Jimmy the intern. Okay, that needs to come to an end.
Only when I need it.
What's he kiss
that
your
needs
ass
to
enough
come
there?
To an end.
Jim, you know how our text chain is, and generally, I will wake up and I'll have missed three or four, right? Because it just keeps going. And first thing in the morning, it ramps up again. Jim sent the link to Adam Sandler's look pass last night at 10:15 and then followed up with Sandler exclamation point, and it's been radio silence ever since. You essentially shut down. You know what you did, Jim? Last text of the decade right there on the show text chain.
We were silent for like 6 hours before that.
Do we have our winner, Jim?
Steve in Grafton.
Steve in Grafton. Hey, Steve from Grafton. Congratulations. Hey. You've won the next Scotty's kickoff, kid. You've got it, man. You're going to the Miami game.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome. How old's your kid?
You sound pumped.
He's 16, so very much old enough to appreciate, you know, being there. It's going to be awesome.
Could drive you home, right?
Yeah. He's working on it. He's getting there.
Uh-huh. All right, awesome. So four on-field passes going to the Miami game next week should be great. Congratulations again.
Thanks so much, guys.
See you, Steve.
All right, Merry Christmas. That's Steven Grafton. He is our latest winner in the Scotty's Kickoff Kid Contest. His 16-year-old will be out there on the field to pick up the tee after the kickoff next week.
Don't fall.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah. Don't lose the tee. Although I don't know if Bailey's picky about his tee. Gostkowski was very, very picky about the tee. He was very nervous when someone would like grab it and run off to the with it, because
he probably thinks you're going to keep it.
Well, it's the same one he's been using for 14 years.
Oh my God!
It's like held together with like glue and duct tape and stuff.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Wow.
When he was in here, you guys were down at Gillette one day, but he came in with some of the Scotties people, and Gostkowski said, "Yeah," because they did one of these at an away game once. You know, it's like the first kick of the game. Right? So whoever kicks off,
right,
the kid runs out and grabs it. And they did the same promotion in another city, and he kicked off, and the kid ran out and grabbed it and ran.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.